taxpayer-funded Brooklyn Public Library to host drag queen makeup tutorial for teens. By Spencer Lindquist on July 7, 2022. The taxpayer-funded Brooklyn Public Library is set to host a drag queen makeup tutorial specifically intended for teenagers. The event, called Teen Time, The Art of Drag, Makeup Tutorial, is set to take place on July 16 and will be hosted at the Brooklyn Heights Library. The description is brief, simply reading, "Come join us at Brooklyn Heights in our new teen space to experience the art of drag makeup with a tutorial led by Oliver Click." The post includes tags such as LGBTQ, Teen Time, and Teens and Young Adults. The makeup tutorial will be led by drag performer Oliver Click, a program director for Drag Queen Story Hour, DQSH, an organization riddled with sex scandals. DQSH has brought multiple different sex offenders, including child sex predators, to read to children under the banner of tolerance and diversity. The left-wing organization's events were also sponsored by a man who was arrested on child pornography charges. The Brooklyn Public Library has hosted several DQSH events. Click's description refers to him as A, and calls him an artist, educator, and non-binary drag performer. It continues, explaining that Click is passionate about the revolutionary power of drag as an art form, storytelling medium, and teaching tool for learners of all ages. Perhaps more bewildering, however, is that the description also says that Oliver shares words and rituals on stages across the city as Ash Blight when he is not dressing in drag around young children. Click also works alongside an organization called Coco NYC, which focuses on providing events and after-school programs to young children. One child drag queen, who goes by the name Desmond, is amazing and was promoted alongside three adult drag queens by Good Morning America, previously performed in a Brooklyn gay bar, where he had dollar bills thrown at him. The Brooklyn Public Library is taxpayer-funded and has a history of advancing the most radical aspects of left-wing ideology. A gender-inclusive reading list, intended for children in both elementary and middle school, included one book titled Sex is a Funny Word, written by Corey Silverberg, who founded a beginner's sex store. Breitbart News previously revealed the taxpayer-funded library provided teachers eligibility credits for undergoing trainings that taught instructors how to indoctrinate their students. One training, titled Intersectionality in Practice, Supporting Children and Families with Multiple Marginalized Identities, was led by Dave Edwards, a member of an organization that gives out free needles to transgender individuals and even helps them administer hormone shots. Another training hosted by the Brooklyn Public Library, titled Woke Kindergarten, Abolitionist Teaching in the Early Years, was led by a left-wing activist who advocated to destroy America's borders, which she claimed colonizers created. She also led anti-Trump protests in a classroom full of young children. The Brooklyn Public Library did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.